Chapter 1. Mentalism, Psychology as a Science. You are likely knowledgeable about mentalism as an efficiency art made popular by well-known programs like Psych and The Mentalist. But did you know that mentalism used to be an official branch of academic community? Mentalism once referred to a type of psychology that helped bring the science of human thought and feeling to the leading edge of public discussion. Discover more about how mentalism helped form the foundations of psychology and how it came to mean a much different thing entirely, although its ideas are now being reviewed. Mentalism as Early Psychology. Mentalism started as a spin-off of philosophy, led by intellectual leaders like René Descartes, Baruch Spinoza, and Immanuel Kant. These individuals wanted to get to the heart of human thought processes and explain the general meaning of thought by using organized logic. While lots of these philosophers are still discussed and well-liked to this day, the unfortunate reality of their work was that it was mere thoughts on thoughts. The emerging scientific methods based on observation, as pioneered by those like Francis Bacon, shunted aside such musings as having a simple literary value, but not much substance concerning reliably explaining how humans think and behave. Nonetheless, guesses were all people had to go on in a time when psychological experiments were normally limited to dissection or anecdotal analysis. Sigmund Freud, in particular, used the deductive reasoning and assuming technique to describe the hysterias his clients were experiencing. Between him and Carl Jung, anecdotes and patient observations formed the backbone of what would later become contemporary psychology. This method was called mentalism psychology simply because it concentrated on how human thought patterns and processes translated into behavior and mental phenomenon. Later American psychologists like William James carried on this legacy. Enter behaviorism. Around the early 1900s, academics and psychologists started to turn away from mentalism psychology because it was based on guesses, loose hypotheses, and subjective musings. Instead, they wanted to base their theories on observed behaviors, and hence began the period of Pavlov's pet dog experiments and B.F. Skinner's infamous rat and addiction experiments. This movement ended up being referred to as behaviorism to separate it from mentalism, which was viewed as based on flimsier pretexts instead of observation. It wasn't till 1959 when linguist Noam Chomsky wrote a scathing review of Skinner's verbal behavior that behaviorism decreased. Around the exact same time, methods for observing neural activity in the brain and other forms of live subject thought observation lead to a renewal in mentalist-like thinking, this time called cognitive psychology. How mentalism psychology connects to a mentalist in Miami. We hope the above summary didn't sound too dry, but the main point was that mentalism used to describe one of the most innovative sciences of its day. Now, mentalism refers to one of the most sophisticated performance arts, challenging expectations and pushing the limits in the relationship between performer and audience. Modern performance mentalism actually uses both traditional mentalism psychology and behaviorism to help the performer read their subject's mind through observation and intimate knowledge of how the mind works. Mentalist or magician. Mentalists typically do not blend standard magic tricks with their mental accomplishments, and doing this associates mentalism too closely with the theatrical trickery employed by stage magicians. Most mentalists declare not to be magicians at all, arguing that it is a much different art form entirely. The argument is that mentalism invokes belief, and when presented appropriately, is offered as being real, be it a claim of psychic ability, or evidence that supports other claims, such as a photographic memory, being a human calculator, the power of idea, NLP, or other abilities. Mentalism plays on the senses and a viewer's perception of tricks. Magicians ask the audience to suspend their disbelief and allow their creativity to have fun with the numerous tricks they present. They admit that they're tricksters and entertainers and know the audience comprehends it's an illusion, and the magician cannot actually achieve the unrealistic tasks revealed, such as sawing a person in half and putting them back.